Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. What would you, overall view of the rest of your Mercury period, what would you say for the overall view?
Okay, let me pull up the chart here really quick just to see it. The rest, okay, so after that period, so Mercury Jupiter was very toxic. It was very toxic. I fell in love with someone that, I mean, I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Would you say the Mercury Mars period 2017 to 2019? Since Mars was your malefic out of set, was that a rougher time than the 2013 to 2015 period, which would be the Saturn period?
Rougher in terms of feelings. So the Mercury Jupiter period was very much about addictions, and I would also say the addictions went over to relationships. Addiction, like in every sense of the word, like addicted to a person, addicted to a substance, addicted to a feeling, addicted to anything that, you know, that I could hold on to. It was very, very escapist. The Mercury Mars period, I meet somebody that I met several people, but there's a person that I meet during Mercury Mars that was the first person in my life that I had ever known to live their life sober, completely sober. A Virgo, you know,
of course, a Virgo,
and their sobriety inspired me, you know, and I was very savage.
It's funny you use that word. Their sobriety, a Virgo inspired you, which would be Jupiter. And Virgo.
Yes.
And Jupiter is inspiration.
That Virgo changed my life too. They put me on a path to
sobriety.
Mm-hmm. So to cleaning up, to not being toxic, to releasing the toxic behavior. Mm-hmm.
So was your Mercury Sun period, could you see a Mercury Sun theme overall?
Well, the
I mean,
during the Mercury, I meet this Virgo during the Mercury Mars period, and during the Mercury Sun period, this Virgo and I, we part ways.
So would but your son is in the 12th. So would you, and the 12th could be endings.
Endings, yeah.
It was an ending, and it was an ending of a chapter. But they left me way better than I had ever than when they met me.
And that was actually and what I find interesting is that the Mercury Sun period was smack dab in the middle of your Saturn return.
Yeah, that hurt. That was a hard one. That was a really hard one.
It started your Saturn return, and then halfway through your Saturn return, it switched to Venus.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So. And it's funny because before getting into the Mercury-Venus period, so once I get into the Mercury-Venus period, I realize the kind of partner I want to be. I realize the kind of relationship I want to have. I start to realize how I want to present myself in a relationship. Like, you know, like I'm mature.
So let me ask you this. Was your Mercury period learning how to communicate with inside relationships?
Yeah. Yes, because all the relationships that I had, and I had a lot of different, you know, I had different partners that in relationships that they would always tell me the same thing, like you don't know how to communicate.
I was about to ask you.
Stuck at this.
Let me ask you this. In 2010, what would you say your communication and relationship was on a scale of 1 to 10? And at the end of your Mercury period, how would you rate your communication skills now?
At the end of the Mercury, I will say this, at the end of the Mercury period, I started going to therapy, which actually meant that I had to communicate.
So well, at the beginning, back to the 12th house, isn't 12th house therapy?
Yes. At the beginning of my Mercury period, at 18 years old, my communication was probably a 1 or 2. I said it at the beginning of the writing. I was very shy. I didn't want to talk to anybody. In high school, I would just put my headphones on and I would listen to music. I didn't want to have a conversation with people. Mm-hmm. I only had conversations with people that I knew, you know? Yeah, I talked to people here and there, but close circle. But like, I was always very observant my whole life. And then my Mercury period starts and relationships. I need to start having relationships, and relationships are probably what made me have to start communicating. And then at the end of it, I realized that, you know, the entire period, yeah, my communication sucked, but it wasn't just my communication. It was my mental state. It was
like the way you even related with other people.
It was the way I related. It was not saying things when I should say things. It was thinking that.
Wait. And saying things when you shouldn't say things.
And saying things when I shouldn't. Yeah, saying things when I shouldn't. And saying things impulsively, and saying things in a way where I didn't care if it hurt someone. I would just say it. Like, it was very careless. The things that I would say were just very careless, and really just like, I think I self-sabotaged a lot of my relationships during that Mercury period, because mentally I was in a place where I didn't know where I was. I was lost. I was lost in the fog. I was lost in the sauce. I was very, very lost. And
lost in the watery Pisces Mercury.
Yes. So let me ask you this.
Hold on. I want to say something. I will say this. I was very lucky. I feel like I'm very lucky that I found people, that people came into my life that would tell me what I had to work on, but I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't listen. I would not listen. I couldn't listen. I was high all the time. What was I going to listen to?
Yeah.
And if you think about it, Paul, at some point, I think maybe Mercury Venus period, or maybe a little before, maybe Mercury Sun period, I started listening to you. Because there was even things that you would tell me that, like, I was resistant against. I was like, you know?
Like, even the stranger on the internet is telling me the same things now.
And I didn't even talk about how I got, like, duped by that crazy psycho Master Nigel, who tried to like fucking put a spell on me and shit. Like, yeah, like I went into like hypnosis. I almost got caught in a cult.
Oh shit.
All right, this is what I wanted to ask you. We always read in books, hey, Pisces escapism, Pisces, this
sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Yeah. Do you really know what it, now after reviewing your Mercury period, do you know what that truly means when we read it in the book?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
Mercury Pisces?
Yeah.
It's foggy.
You can't think clearly.
Yeah, it's like, unclear.
Like, you're always underwater, like underwater looking out at the world, and like everything is wavy and sloshy, and
if like, if, yeah. if if anybody listening to this has any questions, please, by all means, you can definitely, you know, shoot me a DM or email me or whatever, and I'll be glad to answer your questions. But because there's so many things I didn't go into, I didn't talk about spirituality. I became highly spiritual during this, so spiritual that I think I created a spiritual ego. I went into the whole
spiritual alter ego.
I can't eat meat. I have to only eat plants to be spiritual. I have to take off my shoes and ground. I have to do this. I have to do that. Like all these rules, you know. Well,
Pisces is a spiritual sign, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very spiritual.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you this: do you think Pisces in the 12th is getting lost in things?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what the last 13 years was. I got lost. I got lost in drugs and I got lost in people. I got lost in relationships. I got lost in spirituality. I got lost in parties, in places. Shit, I even got lost in a fucking forest once.
Shit.
Literally.
Dang, girl.
Literally.
What's as that song goes? Swing low, sweet chariot. wasn't that the song? Was blind. Oh, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
I was once blind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you can see.
Gray. I can
blind,
see now.
But now I see.
That's the journey of Mercury and Pisces is like finding clarity.
I can see now. Yeah, I can see now, and I can see very clearly where I fucked up, you know. But I can also see where I did good, you know.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't all just bad. Like there was, I can't say it was a terrible period. I met amazing people. I had amazing loves. Like I had like you know, like I experienced a lot of like rich and like deep feelings.
Mm-hmm. A quick question, Walter. Would you suggest others to look at their Fidaria period?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
By the way, I know I did say this is a predictive technique. So what does that mean? You could look in advance to see kind of what's coming up.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.